What is up, Golden Hawks? Hope you guys had a relaxing, real relaxing reading week. I know I did. What did I do? I did absolutely nothing. Nothing but chill. And I totally read, guys. I totally read, you know. I read so much, you might as well call me a tomato. That was not planned. Hello, guys. This is Gabe with another episode of Lay Down Laurier, where cool tunes and chill vibes collide, you know. I got a real special mix for you, especially because we got big news. Your host, your lovely, wonderful host, was elected officially to be part of the student board of directors of Wallusip. Give it up, guys. Give it up. Woo! Wait, let's see if we can find a sound for that. No, I don't want the sound. I don't want that sound. Get it off. Yeah. You know, that's how it is when you're a Wallusip president. But, or not president. Sorry, guys. I should get smited. Vlad, the actual president, a personal buddy of mine, he might smite me for accidentally, saying that I was in his position, but I'm not in his position. I was officially elected to be part of student body or the student board of directors. I will be your voice. This voice is yours now. You guys tell me what to do. You guys could be telling me what to do at Lay Down Laurier 25. Shameless plug for the Instagram. Follow it. Add it. Love it. And that's how you do a Super Bowl ad, guys. That was such a seamless transition. What is up with me today? I feel like I want to roll. Oh. I feel like I'm on a roll. Guys, I just bonked myself in the face with the microphone. I hope you guys loved it. No, I feel like I'm on a roll, honestly. You know, especially after like a week's break worth of like no yap sesh with you guys. Come on. I'm just hitting all the markers today. I'm hitting all the markers. But for those of you guys who know, it's like for those of you loyal Radio Laurier listeners, if you guys are tuned in like that, you guys will know that this is not the only big announcement. The another big announcement is that your lovely host is hosting his second show. Oh my god, another. I'm hosting an Only Punk show from 4 to 5 on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. Be there, be square. It's called No Future FM. I hope you guys like the name. I think it's pretty awesome. I think it's pretty rad. And we had the first episode this week, and I think, honestly, it went pretty good. And I say we, and by we, I mean me. The voices tune in from time to time. But it was an amazing show. It was something quick. I don't talk too much, not like I talk on here, sadly. I know if you guys tune in, you guys are going to miss my voice. But it's just some slight, you know, some quick, you know, none too crazy. But, it's pretty awesome if you like punk music. It's just punk music. It's not like here. But it's a pretty sick show. I definitely recommend you guys check it out. Tuesday, 4 to 5. And you guys get to hear your lovely host, Gabe, you know? Anyways, back to what I was originally saying. We have a special episode because of those two big announcements, those two big movements. We're going to be bringing it back to like the very first episode type vibe, because we're on episode number 15, if you could believe it or not. You guys are practically my, like, blood. You guys are practically, like, my family now, believe it or not. Which reminds me, I forgot to give you guys your dues. To all you loyal listeners, welcome back. How's it going? I missed you. How you doing? You're looking pretty swell today, actually. And to all the new ones, hey, how you doing? You're looking pretty swell as well, I will say. No, I'm glad you guys are listening. I'm glad you guys are tuning in. It is a Thursday night. It's a particularly calm Thursday night. Not snowing or nothing. It's not blowing wind like craziness. Not raining either. Just a regular February Thursday night. About to be March, though. March came by so quickly, which means it's almost the end of first year, which means I'm going to be a second year soon. Don't know how I feel about that, guys. Time is moving. And if you know me, You know I don't like that. You do not you do not want to catch me talking about the movement of time. I'll be yapping for hours and hours and hours. And it's just not fun hearing me talk about that because it's actually a very, very, very important issue to me, guys. Yeah, no, I'm kind of going insane in this, I want to say, like, 5x5 room, guys. Because I'm here every night. Not every night, but every Thursday night. And I'm by myself. And none of you guys say anything to me, and it's just me talking to myself. And, like, come on, guys. I thought we were family. I got a pretty nice, like, mix today. I honestly, like, it's a lot of, like, heavy hitters, a lot of songs that are important to me, as usual. You guys know how it is. Just nothing too crazy, nothing out of the ordinary. But there's some pretty good, great, good God songs on there, you know? For the first time, I started early today, believe it or not, or on time. And I know if you're a loyal listener, you guys probably caught that. But, hey. You know I'm locked in. You know I'm locked in now. Anyways, without further ado, without taking up too much time yapping and just saying nonsense, we'll get right into it. This next song is sure to pump you up. This is The Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim. Now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, check that it was out the Rockefeller now. Skank. I know you guys have all heard that song before. It's a famous one. It's not niche at all. But I always wondered, like, who was listening to that? Like, I know who was listening to that, but I wonder, like, why, you know? Like, I mean, I just played it for you guys, so clearly there is someone listening to it. But what I wonder is like, someone made that, but what was their vision? Who is this for, you know? Probably ravers, people who run around high all the time. And that's fire. But really, what are they even saying? What is the Rockefeller Skank even, actually? And why is it? Actually, no, they do say Rockefeller in the song. That would be a lie. I almost just spread lies. But it's in a lot of movies. It's in a lot of Illumination Minion movies. It's definitely like some like Illumination trailer movie song. You know what I mean? Like you'd listen to you'd be like watching YTV if you guys watch kids shows in Canada. But if you were outside of the country, you were like probably watching like Teletoon or like CN. Like Cartoon Network or whatever. But, guys, honestly, that song just kind of took me out of it. I don't know why, but the sleep is hitting, guys. I've had a very, very tumultuous week, and your host is undoubtedly tired, which is why I'm kind of sounding like the Rockefeller Skank right now, you know? Like I'm just saying things, and I hope it hits, you know? I hope it lands, because honestly, everything I say is with a lot of heart. Because I'm talking to you. Anyways, back to what I was saying originally, the Rockefeller Skank. I've heard it in a lot of movies, in a lot of movie trailers, and it's one of those songs where it's like you've heard before, but you actually don't even know the name of it, and like you don't even bother to find the name, because even if you did try to bother, like how would you even find that? Like how would you figure out the name of that song was the Rockefeller Skank based off like just the lyrics from the song. Like, no Spotify. You're just on, like, watching a movie. And all you hear is, Rockefeller, Rockefeller. Dun, 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 dun. Like, it's not even lyrics. It's not even words, actually. There's actually no words. No words that, like, indicate that maybe the song has something to do with skanks. It's just the Rockefeller. And then, like, how would you describe that to Google anyways, or like YouTube? What is the name of the song that goes wah 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 right now? The fox gonna give it to you right now. The fox? Is it a fox? What the fox say? What the fox am I saying? I don't know. I don't know, guys. That is the Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim. Next up is probably one of the hardest songs you'll ever hear. It's actually not the hardest song you'll ever hear. I'm lying to your faces right now, you guys. It's hard in the way that, like, oh, this tough, you know what I mean? But not hard in, like, loud or anything. It's just kind of like a pretty good song, you know. It recently blew up on TikTok, and that was very unfortunate because I've actually heard this song before it got popular, like, actually, like, since I was a kid, I've been listening to this song. And, like, if it weren't for my dad, oh my god, that's why it's important. I'm low-key spoiling it for you guys before you guys even hear the song, but hey, that's just how it goes around here. There's no structure. And if you don't like it, you can leave. You can leave. But I know you guys love it because you guys are coming back for more. Anyways, to the song, this is Chilanga Banda by Café Tacuba. Noche que andar de tacuche y chale con la charola. Tan choncho como una chinche, más chueco que la payuca. Confusca con cachiporra, te pasa andar de guarura. Mejor yo me echo una chela y chance enchufo una chava. Chambiando de chapirita. That was Chilanga Banda by Café Tacuba. One of my most favorite songs. I honestly, like, can't get enough of it. I love, my favorite part was when they go, I don't know if you could tell, but I hit it so well that it just got stuck in my head. I was singing it while we were listening to it, and you guys don't even know. You guys actually don't know what I do when I'm doing this show in between the songs. I could be doing a full-on karaoke, shout out Modest Metal Mondays, who does actually do that, and you guys just wouldn't know. Maybe if one of you guys actually called me and participated, you know, maybe you could get some behind-the-scenes action. Maybe you guys would get videos. I don't know, Lay Down Laurier 25. Maybe you guys, you might see a little bit more of what goes on when I'm actually, like, locked in and making beautiful, beautiful radio show clips and playlists for y'all to groove and then, like, be like, oh, I actually know niche music. But that song that I just played is so special to me because of my dad, as is most music on the show. I remember going to school and this guy would drive me and my dad. Nope, not this guy. My dad would drive me and my brother, is what I meant to say. Not some random guy driving me and my dad. We had a car, and he would drive us to school in elementary, and also just, like, summer camps and whatnot, and we'd be listening to that song, and that's how you knew it was going to be a good day, is if he was playing that. It was kind of like the Bones or No Bones. I don't know if you guys remember that dog who was, like, low-key old as frick. And, like, depending on how he woke up, that was kind of like an indicator if the day was going to be a good day or a bad day. And it was like a no bones day, bones day. And, like, sometimes the dog would just be a little too, like, tired and just won't get up. And it would just be, like, a no bones day. And that was, like, probably indicative of, like, it might be a terrible day. And then, like, sometimes things would just line up way too much. And, like, it'd be like, wait, maybe this dog is actually, like, a fortune teller. Like, how's this dog actually listening to my future? Wonder what happened to that dog. I hope he's having a bones day. But that was Chilanga Banda by Café Tacuba. And now we're gonna bring a little chill vibe back, okay? We're gonna implement a chill tone because these last two songs were a little too exciting for you guys. I know. It's a Thursday night, and some of you guys wanna relax. Some of you guys wanna get ready for the weekend and just wind down. But hey, some of you guys want a little pumped up sound for your weekends, okay? So that's why we're gonna combine chill tunes and chill vibes. They'd be colliding on this show. Lay Down Laurier 25 Instagram plug. No, we're just gonna keep that you know, like, pumped up sound going, but we're gonna introduce some chill, some slight, you know, some niche, you know, some underground stuff. Anyways, we're gonna play the song now. This is On the Way, featuring Standing on the Something by Earl Sweatshirt and Standing on the Corner. Oh! Anyways, this is On the Way! Exclamation mark, featuring Standing on the Corner by Earl Sweatshirt and Standing on the Corner. Hope you guys like it. Look. That was On the Way. As you could tell, it was very chill, very hype. Woo! Not very hype, actually, because I just said chill. That's actually oxymoronic. Hey, bada bing, bada boom. Hey. Very chill, but still, like, kind of hype. Like, not hype, but, like, I'm kind of blanking on the word, kind of, how do you say, like, still kind of, like, pumpy, you know what I mean? Still kind of pumped up. It was, like, it was something that would get you bobbing, but not necessarily bobbing too hard, you know? And it continued that feel-good mood, you know what I mean? I don't know if you guys noticed, but so far the songs have been pretty feel-good, I'd say. And honestly, that's, like, the main theme about today's playlist is feel-good. You know, because you guys should be feeling good. And it would be funny if the next song I put was Feeling Good by Nina Simone, not Michael Bublé. Nina Simone made that song and she made it really, really good. And you guys should listen to that version and not Michael Bublé's version as you normally do. I'm shaming on you guys. 1 million hammers to all who listen to Michael Bublé's version and not Nina Simone's. But anyways, we're going to continue that feel-good song, that feel-good vibe, with a really, 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 really nice song that I personally love. And I think it sticks kind of true to the theme of the general theme of February, and that is love, you know. But before I continue on with the next song, I wanted to go back to On the Way by Earl Sweatshirt. That is one of the greatest, R&B albums I've ever heard in my life. And I think that the samples that it uses is probably like you guys have all heard Riot. It is not underground at all. But like it is probably my favorite like sample ever of all time, like undisputed. Like I think that the way that Earl Sweatshirt mixes that sample and turns it into like a beautiful piece of art, not unlike the original song, like it's just so spectacular that someone's mind could actually even concoct something like that. And I think that it's a quite lovely song too. And the entire album is very feel good. And I think that this playlist is supposed to represent that. So without further ado, by probably my favorite band or one of my favorite rap groups, this is Find a Way by Tribe Called Quest.
Messing me up my whole head, teasing me just like Tita did Martin. Now look at what you starting. Schoolboy crushing it, ain't on the
heart. Guys, if you have a girl, if you have a man, if you have a they, them, and they're right next to you, grab them, hold them close, and tell them you love them. Because that's what February is all about. It's over in 2 days, and Valentine's Day was 3 weeks ago, and I'm still getting romantical over here. Oh, what a lovebird. Sorry, guys. I just care about you and your relationship so much that I just gave you guys the greatest, like, romantic song of all time. You're welcome. I know. I'm kind of a niche god, and I'm really for the people, so, like, guys, I bet you guys appreciate that song quite a bit. No, but unironically, it's probably one of the greatest romantic songs, in my opinion. Like I just said, that is not cap. It is not cap, bro. And it makes you feel hype too. You could be playing that in the car with your girl, with your boy, or with your they, them. And like shit, man. You whipping that shit, you know? You're just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Wait. Like, it's just one of those songs where it's just like, it's quite spectacular, you know? And I think, like, There's just no way to describe it. It gets me emotional a little bit. I might start tearing up, you guys. Honestly, A Tribe Called Quest is one of those groups where you listen to them once and your life isn't the same after that, you know? Like, they honestly are probably one of the most influential rap groups of all time, too. And that goes without showing, you know, like, bro, like, they're like staples, you know? That's like saying, like, Wu-Tang Clan is one of the most influential, like, or like the Beatles is one of the most influential groups of all time. Like, that's just a given, right? But I feel like they're often overlooked, which is kind of cap because, like, a lot of people, like, do know them. But I feel like they're overlooked to the general scheme of music. Like, not just to rap / hip-hop. Like, it's just... there's something about A Tribe Called Quest and their conceptual albums of, like, for example, like, Midnight Marauders. Like, the whole idea of the concept being, like, the whole idea of it being kind of like a TV program. It's just so spectacular to me. And I, like... ever since I started listening to A Tribe Called Quest, you know, I've just... haven't been able to, like, listen to music the same way, you know? I just view it in a different lens, you know? I'm kind of niche, you know? Anyways, I keep reusing the same jokes, and I apologize. As a host, that's not a big, big yahoo. It is a big no-no, you know? It is a big wah-wah. I don't think I have a boo sound. Oh, I do have a boo sound. Oh, my God, guys. Guys, your host has a boo sound. Tomato, 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 tomato. Oh, there's a last one. Oh, it's still going. Okay. We're going to continue on, though. We persist, you know. Your host is running out of material. So we're going to move on to the next song. This is... We're gonna introduce a little bit more, like, a funk sound into this thing now. We're going to keep it a little slow, but not too, too slow. This is one of my personal favorites. Again, shout out to my dad. This is Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. That was Ring My Bell by the one and only Anita Ward. It's one of those songs that just get trapped in your ear. And, you know, you're, like, showering and shit, and, like, you're just, like, in a happy mood, and that song pops up, and you're just like, oh, this is my jam. This is my jam. This is my jam, guys. Oh, my God. But we got a more, like, maybe it wasn't really funk, but it was kind of funky, you know? It was kind of, like, disco groovy, you know? I guess groovy is a better way to say it than funky. Because, like, when I say funky, I feel like funky kind of, like, has, like, a more bow, bow, bow sound to it. This is more like a boo, 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 kind of like the bells. Boo, boo, boo. Just really, really happy vibes all around, you know? Really, really happy campers, you know? Probably a good time to change up the vibe. Now that we introduced the funk... now that we introduced the groove, I think it's time we introduce the funk. The next song is not really, like, it doesn't have, like, a crazy name. It's not like Ring My Bell or Find a Way or On the Way or Chinanga Banda. It's kind of just, like, a word, you know? It's just kind of words. It's very, like, the name is very much like when you're going to play, like, a record, but it's on Minecraft, like Chirp. It's kind of like that, but not really. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's a good song, though. I found it in the summertime, and I don't know if you guys could tell, but these are all, like, summer-oriented songs, and I'm kind of missing the summertime right now, you guys. But this is a Lotus 72D-Fast by Zé Roberto. That was Lotus 72D-Fast. Before I started playing the song, I kind of messed up and I played the next song, which I'm not going to spoil, even though I kind of did spoil it earlier. But Lotus 72D is a very, very interesting song with, I bet, very, very interesting, like, lore that I'm just not aware of yet, but I will be soon. I will be one day. It's one of those songs that I listen to in the shower, like Ring My Bell, but it kind of like, it's a lot more like aesthetic, I feel like, you know. Oh, so aesthetic. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, it's just kind of like, it reminds me again of summertime, and it reminds me of when I could go outside and not die of frostbite, not get turned into a living walking tombstone, the living tombstone. So glad to be here with an American family. Na, 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 na. Da, 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 na. No, but like, yeah, turn into a living fish stick. Fish stick? Fish stick. Ice stick. Icicle. That's what I'm trying to say. A living icicle. Yeah, no, I miss the summertime. And we're going to keep playing summer music until summer comes up. Because technically, we should be in summer. Wyerton Willie told me that. Is his name Wyerton Willie? Or what's the other one? Punxsutawney Pete? Bro, doesn't matter. I'm going to eat those squirrels. If this guy's wrong, yet again, he's just not seeing it to tomorrow. He's not seeing it to the next winter. Also, what does someone do? What do they do when these groundhogs pass away? No one talks about that. Do they replace the groundhog and call it, give it a new name? Is it Punxsutawney like Peter? Not Pete? Or do they just say it's Punxsutawney Pete and he's just in the eyes of the public a immortal being of like an immortal oracle, actually, of like fortune. Who knows, you know? You don't know what's going on in the lives of these groundhogs. These are artificial groundhogs made specifically to tell the future, guys. The government is planning them. They biologically, eugenically created these groundhogs to tell us the future. These are just the testers. They actually have a room full of groundhogs that speak and tell the future. And that's how they make their plans. That's how the big shadow government, Illuminati, makes their plans. Lele, lale, lo. Anyways, this next song is also fire. And it's also summer-coded. But it unironically is one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my entire life. And if you guys don't like it, I swear to God, you guys have no taste. This is Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. That was Lil Wing by Jimi Hendrix. Literally one of the greatest songs ever made by any human ever, and it gives me so much hope that some humans can create music like that's that good. Because like, what do you mean we're from the same like human race? You know what I mean? Like, what do you like mean that a person existed and they created this and I have that same ability? I don't know. I aspire to be like him one day, to play a guitar like that, to make music like that. Yes, 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 yes. That is my evil scheme, guys. That is my ultimate plan, is to indoctrinate the youth with my music. I don't even know what my cult would be. I don't even know how we got to talking to about cults, guys. I don't know if you guys could tell, but I'm awfully tired today. I'm running on a couple hours of sleep, and it's reaching the end of the show today. You know, it's reaching the end, and your host is a very, very sleepy young man, okay? And he's got a lot of work to do. So, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to your lovely host. And once again, have a lovely night, you guys. This next song comes from the greatest album of all time. Not the greatest album of all time, but one of them. Top 10 at least. This is a Puente by the one, the only, Gustavo Cerati. Guys, miss input. I should have just clicked the button. I don't know why I didn't click it. Stupid, stupid, stupid.